Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On a recent program, Extension Cowcast specialist Casey McCarthy discussed some of the reproductive tools available to producers. Today, she focuses on making sure the cows are in good body condition score in order to apply some of these tools more efficiently.
So when I think of postpartum cows and opportunities to use technologies like an estrus synchronization program, we want to make sure these females are in adequate body condition. So targeting that 5 to 6 on that 1 to 9 scale. When we think of synchronizing a group of animals, we want to make sure that they're also roughly 40 or more days postpartum. That just is ensuring that we have females that are resuming estrus, that reproductive tract is ready to start cycling again for the start of that breeding season. Opportunities then to maybe use something like a controlled enteral drug release, a CEDR protocol, that could then help if we do have some late calvers in this group that are in good condition. We're just on that tail end of our calving distribution. An opportunity to use that tool would then hopefully jumpstart some of these females later on. And then also, if we have a higher incidence or dystocia issues, making note of that to allow those females some time to recover and or maybe making some different breeding and management decisions for those females. But ultimately, if we can hit those candidates for our mature cows and even our heifers, really ultimately sets them up for a good understanding of implementation and use of some of these strategies.
Katie focuses on estrus synchronization as a strategy to help producers manage breeding efficiency.
So when we think about a cow cycle, right, she's cycling every 21 days. And then when we start to look at this larger group, we have this distribution of females that are normally coming into estrus. And so we may have 4 to 5% of our females in heat on any given day. And so when we start to look at that distribution over that 21 day period, we're looking at upwards of 48 to 50 of them being in estrus about 10 days into that breeding season. So then with that knowledge, then we can figure out, well, how might we be able to implement some of these different hormones, different synchronization protocols that are going to help us manage these estrus cycles and have a larger proportion of females coming in to heat and ovulating a short period of time, which ultimately is going to help improve our breeding efficiency. So what I like to think about with estrus synchronization is this is basically achieved through that hormone protocol, which, for example, one protocol that I really like to talk about would be the one-shot prostaglandin protocol for natural service, which generally will result in about 76% of our females exhibiting estrus about within 5 days of that shot, which ultimately starts to advance the percentage of those females or the average conception by about 3 days compared to those females that were not synchronized. And so you can then administer that prostaglandin shot and turn bulls out, or you turn bulls out for 4 or 5 days and then give that shot, which ultimately is concentrating estrus during those first like 6 to 9 days of our breeding season, which allows our bulls to breed females in those first 5 days prior to our shot being administered for that 4 or 5 day protocol. And then gets a greater proportion of females that are cycling early, that those bulls are able to acclimate, cover a lot of females, and still have a large proportion or moderate proportion of females that are ready to breed throughout the breeding season.
You can read more details on this topic and listen to the podcast by visiting the UNL Beef website at beef.unl.edu or download from the Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.